Hi there, everyone. Just before we get started, there's a few technical sound issues on my side throughout the podcast, but you get the general gist and it clears up in the end. Everyone else is fine. So sit back and enjoy episode 4 of OCD&D. One Dungeon Master, 4 adventurers, all of them clueless. When 5 video gamers throw down their controllers and pick up dice, what's the worst that could happen? This is OCD&D. Afternoon, evening, everyone. Welcome to OCD&D episode 4. We're continuing with the Master's Vault. Before we start, we've got some clarifications from the last episode. So, last episode, we talked about the sleep, train and sleep spell and whether it would impact a creature. So, just some clarification, a creature is everyone, anything that's alive. So, a creature includes all three of you. So, it actually would have killed you.
Just put everybody to sleep? I'm just saying.
I think they're on low hit points anyway, so it probably would have knocked them out, at least.
I could just go to sleep right now.
Nice going there, Snooty Elf. Way to go.
Further things, so spells like Magic Missile and Ray of Frost auto hit. Other spells will actually say whether they whether the person being attacked needs to a saving throw. Using a healing potion. I was throwing them around left and right last time. Actually takes up an action. So you have a move and an action. If you use a healing potion, that's your action. You're not able to attack or anything. So we're not in this episode. We shouldn't have any need for dark areas. But the reason why some of you couldn't see anything last week is because you can't see in the dark and you needed a torch, which will
which makes sense now.
And finally, rather than me saying, what do you do every 5 minutes, if I pause, it's a cue that I'm handing over to you to take.
Awkward silence means talk.
Yes, awkward silence. Anyway, let's get on with it. So I'm Phil, your DM. I'm Filthy on Twitter and Xbox. And you can follow us on Twitter now at OCD&D. We've got our own Twitter account. Greg, please introduce yourself and your character.
All right. My name is Greg DeLacy. My character is Traylan. I am an elf wizard. I am basically, I believe, chaotic neutral, if I remember correctly, on my character class. Neutral. It's important to note that because I am all about self-privation. Preservation. I do things for my own benefit that could be for the benefit of the party. That may not be sometimes, I'm just saying. Take that and, let's get on with it.
Excellent, Kim.
Yes, I am Kim Woods. I am also Kim Leafwalker. I am the halfling rogue, or as I call her, a hobbit, but whatever. Apparently there's a difference. I'm a klutz. There's no other way about it. I got us all poisoned the first go around. Although I think I made it for that.
I think you have picked your profession poorly. I just want to point that out.
right. Yeah, I know. That's probably why I picked it. That's me. I am the klutzy hobbit.
Thank you, Kim. And finally, Mark.
I'm Mark. Mechanics on all the gaming platforms. My character is Jatik. I'm a dwarf fighter who initially couldn't get over a box, but in the last episode, I found my athletic abilities. And I scaled that mountain without falling once, Greg. Not once.
Yes.
I know. Look at you. Yeah. Mountain climber extraordinaire there.
Brilliant, guys. We are missing one of our party, Rich, who's away on last weekend away. We'll
playing dragon eggs? I don't know.
Find a reason why he's away shortly. So, previously on OCD&D, you are in search of 9 magic tiles that will lead to a vast treasure left to you by your recently departed mentor, Alaria Feywing, known to many as the Master. Dangerous beasts, sinister traps, and clever characters are obstacles you must overcome. If you can recover the tiles, the treasure inside is yours, as well as some knowledge about who Mentor really was in her past life. You have already collected 3 tiles from Alcaeus, an old friend of Valeria. You scaled a 75-foot cliff, brutally murdered his pet flying snakes, and enjoyed a rabbit stew in his homely yurt. The next 3 tiles were discovered in the lair of Vixen, a giant spider. You dispatch its kobold followers, but not without Traylan being knocked unconscious. As well as finding the magic tiles, Kim pillaged 140 gold pieces and Jatik found 70 gold. You have carried your bruised and battered selves back to the Rowdy Rooms Tavern in Parable to heal and rest. It is now the next morning. You make your way down from your rooms, yawning and stretching after a good sleep and feeling well rested. The crackling fireplace takes the chill off the air. The smell of cooking food makes your mouths water. The room is bustling with tavern guests, eating, chatting, and readying themselves for the day ahead. A waitress busily ushers you into a table in the corner, places a jug of steaming coffee in the centre of the table with 3 mugs, and mumbles that she'll be back shortly to take your food orders. She drops an envelope on the table, rushing off to deal with the spilled drink at the other end of the room.
Hmm.
I will open the envelope.
Okay. Hopefully it's not booby-trapped or something. Hmm.
Only you, Kim. Only you.
Hopefully there's no anthrax in there.
Dear friends, I received an urgent message during the night from my village. Bad news. Strange sickness has overcome my people, and I must return to help them. Please take care. I have a feeling that there are dark forces at work. I hope we can meet up soon. Parthenex. So... Hmm. Lizard skipped out on us in the middle of the night. Typical.
Well, you know.
It's not like he's a healer. I mean, what good is he going to do his people? This is just absolutely typical of that lizard. He thinks he's going to do something high and mighty, and, you know, he's just adding to the problem. He's not helping us.
He does have a rat in his pocket, so.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even leave the rat.
So
fine. We carry on without him.
No, but it'll be fine.
I'm telling you now, he doesn't get any split of gold from whatever we find, any treasures we find. He gets nothing.
I want to know how his little rats in his pockets are doing all on their own. Are they going to be all right?
Well, you know, I'm sure they'll be fine. He'll, you know, feed them and right. stuff.
So
I crumple up the note, toss it in the fire. I'm assuming there's a fire nearby because I keep hearing it crackling. And I'm going to drink my swill of coffee. I think we need to get on with this.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Whilst you're waiting for your food, the stores in Parable run a delivery service for simple items. Do you want to order something? So delivery will be with you before you leave after you eat breakfast. So is there anything you want to order? Anything you're short?
I use my health potion, so I could have a health potion.
Yeah, that's that is
yeah,
true.
Probably gonna stock up on those. I only have health one, potion. So
Are we able to order health potions?
They're about 10 gold, so it's fine.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said 50. Yeah, we're about to get a couple each, yeah.
Yep. I'll take 2.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, same here.
Do you want to do any preparations, Kim, if you wash today?
Let's see. No, I think we're good. I mean, my health potion's coming, so at least I won't die, hopefully. I think I'm alright. Famous last words.
You could use your you could use your deodorant soap.
Are you telling me I stink? Is that what you're saying? I see how it is. Yeah, alright. That's probably a good idea, since, you know, I get a little more stealthy that way. I will use my soap. I have no idea how to do that, but I'll use it. Alright.
So, 4 plates of steaming food, expertly balanced by the waitress, gently placed before each of you. Before she leaves, she whips out a piece of paper and leaves it on the side of the table. With the final 3 tiles left to find, you finish your breakfast. Dropping a few cards to the table, ready your packs, and newly delivered goods, head out to the tavern into the high street. To the streets.
mean streets.
Look out.
Rising sun in.
Nope, Phil, you cut out on us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's gotten Skype-y. Discordy, I guess.
Yes, you're a little low, but we can hear you.
It is a bit.
You're cutting out.
Yeah.
Right.
Nope, we're going to have a thunderstorm. Right. I think.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
The rising sun in the east casts a warm and glossy surroundings. Parabor is a busy country, and even at this early hour, the streets. Traders setting up stalls jovial to each other. An elf in bright clothes carries a stack of papers, rushes past, muttering to himself about how late he is. Children in blue uniforms and caps chase each other, running between the bustling adults and shouting. There's a general air of happiness and well-being.
All right. I believe you said there was an elf running by saying he was late or something?
There was, yes. He's gone. He's off around the corner now.
Well, I guess the question is, where do we... next clue in our journey. Do we have a location on where the next potential tile could be?
Yes, it's Donal Forest is the last location that you need to go to.
Right,
yeah,
well,
memory
think,
three. Her ghost still haunts the Donal Forest where I buried her. So we have to find Helen Erdune.
Why are you reading this?
Elaria's memories.
Yeah.
It's in the story handouts.
It's under the handouts.
Yeah. It was the will and the memories. So
got
we need
it.
To head to Dolor Forest.
Okay.
Somebody's
we have
paying
to find
attention.
A grave. got initials carved in the trees where she is.
Alright, well, I think we have
alrighty.
Dolor Forest. Uh-oh.
I didn't do it.
I wanted the red-filtered forest, not the green. Not good at my complexion.
Okay, so Elaria frequently told you stories about her friend, Helene Erdune. One of her first pupils has stayed around after her training was to complete Elaria teach, to help Elaria teach. Helene was so dedicated to the master that even in death, she couldn't leave Elaria. Helen's love for the elf keeps the soul bound to the world of the living as a ghost.
Hmm.
She gave the woman some of her tiles to guard in hope that when she died, Helen would be able to pass on the tiles to her heirs and then finally be at rest. So, Dolor Forest is a dark and mystical place that saps a person's strength. Spending too much time amongst its trees has a physically draining effect.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the sounds of that. Let's pan out and start looking for initials and trees, because that is going to be our guide.
So you want to actually enter into the forest, yeah?
I don't think we have much choice here. I do not like the sound of this forest already.
No, me neither. I might have nightmares.
Jetic, this is all your fault.
It's like the Wailing Forest.
The ancient twisted pines grow so thick that the sunlight and moonlight barely penetrate. It is as if you have entered an... Your head feels light and you're almost grotting. Dark. Your packs feel heavier. Despair is nipping to your...
Who has a torch?
We're gonna need one because it's really dark in here.
Well, I can see the dark anyway.
I mean, I can see the dark as well, but I see nothing right now, so I'm assuming maybe this has a special darkness. No, never mind. I can see everything now. Wow, just clear as day.
I've just
never
got
mind.
A black screen.
Oh, wait, there it goes.
I had my eyes closed. I forgot to open my eyes. That was my bad. My bad.
Whoops.
That helps.
We got wolves ahead.
Yeah.
So if you have a quick... Do you have what, son?
Wolves.
Is that my bad?
I hear wolves.
Yeah. It's also possible we see wolves, but I think we...
What? One just disappeared.
Yeah, what?
Holy! We've scared them off!
We've clearly heard them in the background. So,
obviously.
I think we need to be ready for anything, so...
hey, you know, indeed.
You that have weapons, maybe draw your weapons at this point. Let's be prepared.
Mm. So, if you look at your sheets, who has the highest survival?
Sorry, what was the question?
Who has the highest what?
Look at your character sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And check who has the highest survival level.
Highest survival level?
Yeah, so on your sheets.
Okay.
So it's wisdom plus the survival, so your skill. So,
I have one.
Okay.
One survival.
And how many wisdom?
One wisdom.
Yeah. Yep, same here.
Well, okay, so here's the question. So my actual wisdom is 12, but there's a big one on the wisdom, so I'm assuming that's I get a bonus one for wisdom checks.
So what about you, Kim?
Yeah, I'm the same. I have one survival and 12 wisdom with a big one. So, okay. I'm the same.
And Jatik?
Where's the survival again? Oh, yeah.
On the
skills?
Three
survival and...
What's your wisdom?
One.
What's the number below it in the circle?
Oh, 13.
All right.
Okay, so Jatik has the higher survival skill. So,
yes.
Jatik, you're going to lead the party.
Oh, boy.
You have to find the trees, basically, be the best tracking. So for every turn, you're going to need to make a wisdom check each hour or each turn as you travel through. And if you fail... Some things will happen.
Uh-oh.
Great.
This sounds ominous.
I'll check this tree. Anything?
Keeps crashing. A few problems. Just bear with me while I just refresh my page.
Sure.
I think Jatik should be like all the way down by the river.
Right, so
probably.
Jatik, are you still with us?
Yep. Yeah.
So if you left click on your token,
yeah,
and you'll see ability on the buttons on the left hand side, ability, battle axe, hand axe, initiative. On the left hand side, green, up by the menu bars.
There's a green box.
Not by your token.
Mm-hmm.
So over to the left hand side.
Yeah.
You click on ability and select wisdom.
You've lost me now. I don't know.
So you've got your four buttons at the top left of the page. Can you see those? Ability, battle axe, hand axe, initiative.
I've only got battle axe and a hand axe.
Okay, go into your character sheet then. I don't know why that isn't showing for. If you open your character sheet and click on wisdom. Click on wisdom. In the saving throws part. Sorry.
All right, okay.
That's fine. You pass the survival test, so you can move forward. You are not lost at the moment. So you are finding your way. So,
phew.
Does help.
Come on, Mark. Go ahead, move yourself. I say maybe we follow the river, but I mean, we need to check the trees. That's right. Again.
So, how many squares can I move? Is it 5? He said.
Yes.
It's very slow, dwarf.
Well, you know, he's got little short legs, so it takes a little while. You know.
There we go.
So we're going to check his tree now, then, yeah?
I think that's a solid plan.
All right. I want to check the tree for initials, please.
The initials are there.
Done. All right.
So you know you're going in the right direction.
We're good.
Are we seeing anything in the distance moving about?
Not at this moment.
All right. You can move as well. Jantic, go ahead and walk forward.
I can move again. That'd be Kim's turn.
Unless Kim wants to move.
Well, you know, that might be good. I really don't want to, you know, lose track of the boys. All right. So would I just move up, I guess? Sorry, you know.
Sure.
All right. I'm moving. There we go. Ah, there we go.
Right. Raylan, are you moving at all?
Yeah, I'll move up to this rock.
It's not PUBG.
Hey, you never know, man. My thinking is we move towards this tree in the
yeah, that's my guess.
Which tree?
The
south of us.
Yeah.
The forest is eerily quiet, save for the babbling of a brook bubbling with dark water. Bone-chilling howl pierces the night in the chilly forest. Another immediately followed, and then a third. Behind you, three wolves rush forward along the brook's muddy bank there. The yellow eyes glow with hunger. Their foaming mouths and determined swiftness suggest these wolves are driven by a force beyond nature to kill.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not good. That's
not good. Not at all.
Come on, guys. Come on, just join me. It's all good. Right.
Yeah, sure. As we have wolves.
So you did say we see the wolves. Oh, there we go.
Oh, God. Yep, there's a wolf.
Yep, there's a wolf.
What do you want to do, guys? Do you want to... Are we going to have to fight these? Or we'll better run away from them, won't we?
I believe we are going to have to fight them.
Hmm. More than likely, yeah. Otherwise, they're going to eat us. So
I get the sense these wolves have been tracking us. Mm-hmm. They definitely are out for blood.
Right. Don't want to go in and have a go
at first one. Stay there. Stay there, Jatik. I would like to cast my sleep spell in the area around the wolves, far enough out.
Okay.
Obviously far enough out that I'm not casting it on myself.
Or the rest of us?
Behind me. Yeah, since everybody's behind me, we should be okay.
Fingers crossed.
Do you want me to roll, or...
Yes, please.
Sorry, was that a yes, please?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Look at that hot mess.
That's a lot of dice.
Right. So this spell sends creatures into a magical... Roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within range are affected in ascending order of their current hit points. Right. creatures. So we start with the creature has the lowest hit points. Each creature affected by this spell falls unconscious until the spell ends. Sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper. So you rolled 14 hit points, which is very good. So one wolf falls asleep. Mid-bound, it runs towards you and manages to just sleep.
So the one on the left fell asleep?
Yeah, the one on the left with the no entry sign fell asleep.
Gotcha. All right. Concentrate on the other two.
Sure thing.
The
middle wolf gets knocked, shakes it off, but carries on running.
Oh boy. All right.
Actually rolled for initiative on this as well. It might have helped. So, Traylon, can you roll for initiative? We'll take it. You've done it. So,
sure.
Your token and click the initiative button. The initiative at the top. So I'm rolling for the 16. Kim and Static, do you want to roll as well? Initiative.
Sure. Alrighty. Oops.
Nice, Mark.
Nice. So, Mark rolled 20. Just rolled 11.
Technically, Mark rolled a 22.
Yeah, I've got 22 because I've got a two bonus.
Right.
So did the wolf, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jatic, you can go first.
Right, so I'm going to approach this wolf here. I'm going to clobber him with my hand axe.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
14, that hits. And your axe goes swinging through the air, hits the wolf square on the shoulder, slices a big chunk of skin off its shoulder, right down to its ear. The wolf yelps and snarls in disgust.
Oh.
There's blood pouring down its leg, but it's still looking fairly angry.
Uh-oh.
In fact, that wolf is going to turn towards you, Mark. It's not happy.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
You're going for the bite.
Uh-oh.
An attack 18, which he bites into your leg, causes enormous amount of pain, ripping tendons. Slashing tendons, arm piercing damage.
Ouch.
No kidding.
The next wolf is, after seeing its brother,
oh, crap,
sent to sleep, hacked Traylon. Not happy with Traylon at all. Comes in, jaws slapping with saliva. And its teeth bite straight into your arm.
Oh, shoot.
Catching your chest as well. Your arm's completely useless now, taking 6 piercing damage.
Fred, this is not good. No.
So next up is Traylon.
Okay. Sorry, let me just double check on the
typing. It's okay.
Okay. So, Thunderwave. I'm going to cast Thunderwave at the wolf in front of me and the wolf behind it. It's a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
Also, I hear
a little feedback.
Yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm. A wee bit.
I think it's this guy.
Okay, so the wolf has to roll 10 to do a saving. So
that would happen.
So 6. So yeah, so it's half damage and not pushed. So it's in front of you, yelps as this invisible wave barrels into it. No idea what that was going. Doesn't knock it flying, but he is seriously bloodied now.
Man, probably even more pissed off.
What about the wolf that's on the ground?
Behind, it's he's not going anywhere. But he's unconscious and very bloody. So he's not waking up anytime soon. He's now unconscious instead of sleeping. To Kim.
Mm-hmm. So two wolves are knocked out, but one isn't, right?
No, there's
just one wolf.
There's one wolf who's very bloodied in terms of training.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another wolf who's bloodied and doing too badly. Wolf in front of Traylon is very bloodied.
Hmm. Crap. Alright. What to do? Well, I will. I don't want to get any closer to them than what they already are, because let's face it, I'm a little fella and they're probably going to eat me. So. The only thing is, I only have a bow and arrow and a dagger, and can't take them both out. Alright, let me get the one closest to me, which is the one also closest to the snooty elf, and I will... I will...
10-15. You can run up to it. It's only 10-15 feet away. Do a ranged attack.
Mm-hmm. I will use my bow, I think.
Okay.
So, and hope like hell this thing doesn't ricochet and actually hits the wolf. Fingers crossed. Alright, here goes nothing. I will use the bow and shoot the wolf closest to the snooty elf.
Oh, it's good.
Is it? I don't have a clue. It just looks like a lot of dice to me.
That is the bow. Missing Traylon by a whisker, but it's a skilled shot. It shoots straight across, piercing the wolf, swinging it back across the bank into him. Killing it.
Yeah, nice shot, Kim.
Nice shot.
You are welcome. I'm just glad it worked. Holy moly. I was a little worried there for a second. You can do it, dwarf. I believe in you.
Trouble is, if you take a chunk out of me, I'm dead. I might be tempted to back away and just use my second wind, I think.
Yeah, actually, Mark, you could have used your second wind this time. So,
Will that take up a full action, or can I use...
No, it's a bonus action, so you could use that first if you want to.
All right, okay. Yeah, I'll do that, I think.
So, roll a d10.
Yeah.
So that takes you to your top level. Takes you back up to 4.
And then this wolf in front of me, who I wounded last time, I'm going to finish him off with my battle axe.
You can do it. I hope.
I think he did.
You can. How do you want to kill this wolf, Jacek?
I want to chop his head off.
Nice.
And then we've got a trophy.
Yeah.
Swing your battle axe back. The wolf leaping towards you as you swing the axe down, catching it in the neck, cleanly slicing the wolf's head off. The head goes flying off. You catch it with your left hand and body flies past into the
trophy. Pretty good for a guy who can't get on a box.
That's another one from the trophy room.
It's going to be like Geralt. He's going to pack it around on his belt, you know.
You're adding that to your belt.
As long as it's not too heavy.
I would suggest, since the other wolf is still asleep, that we just all ascend on that wolf with hand weapons.
Is that ever going to wake up? Do we need to dispatch that one as well?
We do need to dispatch it.
Right. We are, yeah, I was going to say, we ought to, because if not, it'll keep coming after us.
So, I will move up, and I'll just use my short sword.
The sleeping, conscious wolf whimpers slightly as your short sword plunges deep inside and is no done team. You have dispatched the wolves.
Well, that's good.
From a distance. Sorry, go on.
No, that's fine.
I heard from a distance. Did we hear something?
Yeah, what did we hear in a distance?
Just bear with me and I'll tell you.
Oh, okay. Now we're all getting impatient. What did we hear? My look, it's probably vampiric Sasquatches or something.
Don't give me any ideas.
So you enter a clearing. In the distance you see a light. If you move towards it, you see a clearing and a ghostly voice comes towards you. Hello? So there's a small grove of trees covered in sweet smelling wisteria vines. Purple flowers on the vines hang down, petals falling like snow onto the ground. Among the trees, a mound of moss-covered books, a piled up before boulder with the carved initials H.A. Without warning, the wind picks up and a sudden chill makes it so you can see your... From behind the ground, a figure made of mist, cold, and rises, forming the shape of an old human leather armor. Her eyes are wild and her hair is pulled back into a tight bun. She looks at you with a stare that could freeze a dragon. Why have you come? Speak, for your life depends on the answer.
Go for it, Traylon.
We seek Ilaria's... Well, we seek Ilaria's tiles.
Where is Ilaria? I want to speak to her. Who are you?
She has passed. We were her mentors. Or sorry, she was our mentor. We were Yes, we were her students.
I haven't seen her in the plane. Well, if you are a latest batch of prize pupils, then you must prove to me who you are. Who you say you are. I have other methods of discovering the truth. Those are less. I want you to perform a task. Of you. I know your abilities well, since Ilaria shared so many stories with you. So, fighter Jarek.
Yes.
I want you
to hop on a box.
Shit.
It's all right for you. Sorry. You've got a climbing mountain next. Without falling off.
I want you to climb to the top of that tree in less than a minute.
Oh, God.
Okay. Right, I'm going to scurry up that tree.
So, you need to take an athletics check. So... character sheets.
Yep.
You should see athletics in yours.
Pray she doesn't ask me to do it. Stupid tree climbing exercise.
Where's it going? Oh, yeah. Yeah, found it. Yeah, so just click that to roll it, yeah.
Click that to roll. You climb the tree, but it takes you a couple of minutes. You're supposed to climb it in 1 minute.
I am small.
Uh-oh.
I'm not impressed.
I am small.
I don't even know if you are. There's only one by the truth. So, Elaine enters your mind, Jatik, to sort through your thoughts in a very painful process.
A dwarf born in there.
At least it's not nearly anything.
So to beat this searching, you have to take a wisdom saving, or you can suffer 3d6 psychic damage.
Damn.
So a wisdom saving throw. So
saving.
That doesn't look good.
She enters your mind and tears
Jatik.
Oh. It's an enormous amount of pain. Just double checking.
All because you wouldn't climb a tree fast enough.
This is awful.
I wouldn't go up this bloody tree.
She takes 3 damage. It's not too bad.
Sure. It's not your brain being chewed to cinders by a malevolent spirit, but alright.
Rogue.
Oh, crap.
It's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to balance on this tree's thinnest branch.
Ark.
So you're going to need to take an acrobatics check.
Okay.
While she's talking to her, can I slip in a quick healing potion sip?
Oh, dear.
Ah, Kim Lee Forky, yes, I can see. You are who you say you are. And Roblox skills of balancing on anything.
Let me just
Traylon,
bend over.
Yes.
Are you going to use a very hastily health potion?
Yes.
Good luck, Traylon.
Okay. Health potion. Let's have a look. So roll 2d4 and add 2.
2d4. 5, add 2, so I should be back to full health. That's good.
Phew. Well, let's see if the mind fuck will begin. Poor Jatik.
Elf.
Yes.
I want you to tell me a secret of the multiverse. I do not. So this is a arcane check.
Sorry, what was which one? Arcane check?
Arcane check, yeah. Right. I knew that already. Well, you'd whispered. Yeah. She moves towards you and again enters through your left ear. You see a smoke pouring into your left ear.
Oh no.
Mind. So if you'll take a wisdom check for me.
A wisdom check, yes. Sorry. Wisdom check.
That's good. She very quickly identifies your being and self, comes out and says, "Ah, Traylon, your wizarding skills do not always come true, but I can see that you are telling the truth. For the first time since you've seen her, Elaine seems truly calm. I've served the master well in my life and beyond. There is no more for me in this world. Make her proud, my fellow students. I go to my rest at her side. With that, the ghost fades into the chilly night air of the forest. And leaving behind her are three towels on the floor."
Excellent.
Yay.
We will pick those up and put them in.
Grab those towels, yeah.
Jolly good. So, party.
Phew. So do we head
we now
back?
Have six. We have all the tiles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You now have all the tiles.
Now we can play Scrabble. Woohoo!
So,
where do we take the tiles to? That was the question. Well, I need to remember.
The vault. Let me read the memoirs again.
Elena's will.
Was it the will? Yeah. My gold has dwindled.
Find the tiles. They are hidden.
My mansion, my treasures is all yours. You can open the last of my doors. The vault is in the backyard. In the backyard.
Okay.
Downstairs. So we need to head back to the mansion. The master's home, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. So you make your way out of the forest, head back across Mirren Vale, and into Parable, the mansion, and you end up at the vault door. You have the nine in front of you. So I'll explain to you what you need to... Hang on.
Sorry.
The field behind
Valeria's house is peaceful and serene. A home on a hill is on a hill at the edge of Parable, overlooking the rest of the town from the front yard. Lake Maranthe and the rest of Mirren Vale can be seen from the back of the house. On cool summer nights, you would sit on the house's back porch drinking cold tea after a long day of training and watch the sunset over Dolol Forest. Before you is the mysterious trapdoor in the centre of the backyard. You have never seen the door opened. Nine red square-shaped divots are lined up in a single row across the door's center. Those of you carrying the tiles feel them grow warmer the closer you get to the trap door. Suddenly, glowing blue letters in common appear at the top of the door. Just above the red divots, the phrase reads, "Who is the master?"
Okay.
So, you can manipulate the blue tile. Alright? I can see what the tiles are, but you can't. So you can try placing them in the various divots.
Okay.
Just put one in.
Is it like one of those where you see the dots?
Where you see the dots.
There we go.
Ah!
Hey, look at that.
So, one of them got sizes.
Tiles.
We play too many computer games, don't we? It's like
just
a mini game. Dawnforge.
With a loud click and the mechanical whirring behind you, or behind the door suddenly opens. You have passed the test, collected the tiles, and opened the vault. there is a row of steps behind you, in front of you, sorry, and you see finely carved stone stairs leading down.
I think we should proceed in, but maybe have Kim Leafwalker try and take the traps as we go in. There might be further traps as we enter the vault.
That hopefully I won't set off and kill us all.
One could only hope.
Yeah, right.
So, Kim, you need to roll.
You need to what?
You need to roll investigation.
Okay, see it. All right, here we go. Oh boy.
You don't notice any traps.
Yeah, same. Be on your toes, boys. There'll be traps.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do any of us want to try?
I mean, yeah, it's worth all of us, I suppose. Just keeping an eye out, so. We're dead.
Where's investigation?
Should be under your.
Is it in skills?
Under any saving throws? Yeah, under skills, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, no, yeah, yeah. And God, it starts at zero.
Chatty, you have the highest. Look around and can't see anything. Should cause you issue.
I hope.
Yeah. I guess we proceed.
Let's head down.
We don't see anything. We don't see anything. There's no point.
Yep.
About.
The stairs lead down.
You totally broke up on us.
You've been all night. Yeah.
The stairs lead down to a white tiled.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, and ominous music.
Yes.
White walls glow with a magical light. Three marble pedestals stand on top of a raised platform opposite the stairs. On the left pedestal sits a longsword, with a silver hilt shaped to look like the wings of an angel. The middle pedestal holds a.
Sorry, holds a what?
Small metal chest.
Okay.
The right pedestal has a single perfect pearl placed above a dog-eared journal. On the wall behind the pedestals is a framed map of the Merriam with all sorts of strange markings. Suddenly, an image of Alaria Feywing appears in the center of the chamber. She appears much younger than she was at the end of her life. There's beautiful purple rolls. She speaks. If you've made it this far, I'm probably dead. And if radiant fire hasn't started raining down, then you're probably not a necromancer. That means you are my most recent batch of students. I know it is confusing now, but all is explained in the journal and map. The sword, is, and the magic pearl are yours too, but the journal and the map are the most important items. The image of Alaria takes a deep breath before continuing. This may come as a shock, but my real name is not Alaria Feywing. It is Eris Dawn. I changed my name after my friend, precious artifact, the Eye of Death, from a group of necromancers hacked. The elf looks down at the floor, tears form in her eyes, but she does not sob. After a moment, she looks up and continues, I was the only one who escaped. I hid the artifact here in Merriam Vale beyond the Dolor Forest, where few dare to go. If I have died, it's most likely because of the Pact of the Lich has taken my life. They are searching for the eye and will use it to change all the people of Skylark into undead. Guarding the eye is now your task. Everything is detailed in the journal.
Oh boy.
Alaria smiles to herself. All of Skylark is counting on you. I hope I trained you well. The illusion of the woman disappears. Touching. Hearing voice behind you comments.
Oh.
you turn to see the pale sun. Yeah, the pale sun.
Uh-oh.
It's not good.
No, no, it is.
The thin, bald man wearing black...
Can't hear what you said, Phil.
So you turn to see the pale, sunken face, bald, black, his green eyes flare at you. Before the man, four animated skeletons start to appear.
This is not going to be an easy fight.
Oh boy!
Why did it have to be skeletons?
The skeletons are carrying swords, and they creak and clack as they fidget, ready for... But that map leads to an item that is and always was the rightful property of my masters. I have come to take back what was stolen.
This bugger's been waiting for us to open this vault. We've just led him right to it. We're going to have to dispatch these skeletons.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we're going to have to dispatch everybody, and I think the skeletons are going to be leaving problems.
Yeah, I agree.
Guys, I would like you... initiative.
I'm doing turn order.
Yep. Yeah, it's not good. Better.
Just make two. So, Traylon, you rolled an 8. Kim, you rolled a 21, which is excellent. And Jatik, you rolled an 8 as well. Get us first. Rolled a 10 and Drazzle. So rolled a 15. So, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You rolled the highest in the initiative. So you have initiative.
Okay. Alright, well, we're gonna have to dispatch the skeletons before we can get to the head asshole, I'm assuming, so. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, indeed.
I will use my bow and get the skeleton right in front of me. At least that's the plan. No. We know how my plans go.
Just be.
Valeria
has rigged a magic.
Sorry, Phil, say that again.
Yeah, gone very Skype.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Went Skypey, yeah.
Everyone's
say it again.
Gone very. Just bear with me, Stack.
Okay. All right.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
We can. Yeah, you cut out on us pretty badly there. So I heard something about Alaria something. And
yeah.
So, can you hear me again, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
of lost connection.
Can you not hear us, Phil?
Yeah, you're all breaking up. I may have to...
Uh-oh.
Goddamn Discord. Who said it was the future?
Right? Somebody lied.
I think it's my side. I'm going to leave the call and join back in.
Okay.
So I've lost connection completely.
Okay, so the thing is, the skeletons, I can't use a sleep spell on them. That won't work.
No, that's not going to work.
I think Thunderclap and skeleton sleep. Area effect, no.
No. Bastards. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here waiting on bated breath to see if my bow attack did a damn thing.
I'm pretty sure you landed.
I hope so.
Looks like a good
spare dog. They like bones.
Right.
That would be brilliant. I think by default we should just win. This is kind of like, drop
it. Well, it was going to say
something with Alaria.
I'm hoping Alaria's got some magical aid for us.
That'd be nice.
A massive fireball engulfs all the skeletons and takes them all out in one go.
Yeah, so at first I was going to say maybe you should be going for the sword. But I did notice when I zoomed in on the map, each of those items seems to have like squares around them. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they're trapped.
It could be.
You know what I mean? If you zoom in on it, you see patterned squares in the floor around each item.
Yeah.
It could be just like the sneaky DM to do something.
Right?
So, Dawnforge name in the door. I thought that was it. I thought that's it. Game over. We've won.
I know. No. There's always an end boss. So blunt force against the skeletons. The bow should be okay against the skeletons.
Hardly Dan in the chat has put, have you got any lime that can dissolve bone? Check your backpacks, people. Check your backpacks.
I don't think I've got any lie, but you never know. Ball bearings and deodorant soap, so what the hell?
Oh, there you go.
I've got that total resilience.
And a chocolate egg, which I don't know.
Quips on the...
You can wrap them in a water-resistant bedroll.
No.
Yes, we're here. We hear you.
I don't know what happened. I lost internet connection for some reason.
Oh. You were getting super Skypey. I think Mark transferred his internet issues to you.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm on Virgin as well. So anyway, where were we? So, Kimidrol.
I'm a virgin. That's what I heard.
Sorry. I did too, but I didn't say anything. Anyway.
Well, I'll let Kim make this turn. I was actually going to say before anyone made a turn, I was going to say something, but Kim, you can take this turn.
Okay. So. Yeah, because Alaria was supposed to have said something when we didn't catch that part, so.
Right.
So if you want to tell me what you want to do, so you rolled a 16, which will beat their armor. So what do you want to do?
I shot my bow at the skeleton right in front of me. I almost said alien. I don't know where the hell that come from. But, I want to hit the skeleton right in front of me.
You fire an arrow, which flies across the room, piercing the skeleton. Now, you'd think it would go straight through it, because it's an actual bone. But it does
cause
8 piercing damage. That skeleton isn't looking too healthy. It wasn't looking too healthy in the first place.
Well, true.
Not looking too healthy now at all. Before anyone can do anything else, Alaria has rigged a magic trap in the walls of the room that is set off in the presence of the undead.
Ooh.
A beam of radiant energy starts to shoot out of one of the rooms, and it's going to hit someone in the room. And that person is going to be... far left skeleton.
Nice.
A beam of radiant energy shoots out and that creature needs to roll a dexterity saving throw. So the beam slices through the skeleton, burns all the material and all the leather and everything that's on it, and it's going to take 2d4 damage. Right. Takes 5 damage as the bones on it start to blacken and blister. Drazel is the next person in the initiative, and he is going to, let's see, he took 3.
Oh, that's right. The
So Drazel is going to cast a spell.
Uh oh.
And he's going to cast blindness and deafness.
What? Who said that?
Where did that come from?
At Traylon.
Uh oh.
You sneaky bastard.
Oh, it's already dumbness, wasn't it?
And Traylon, I want you to take a constitution saving throw. If you fail, you will be blinded for the duration, which is a turn.
All right. Constitution.
I believe in the power of the tank top. This will work.
Very good, Traylon. Your innate magicness inside you bounces off the spell, and although your vision is blurred slightly for a couple of seconds, you ignore that spell. Well done.
Okay.
Good deal. Yeah, well,
that was huge.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very big save. Right, so the skeletons are going to come alive, and
oh boy.
I think. That's two of them are ganging up on the.
Apparently, they've never heard of personal space.
On attic, yeah.
Get away from me!
This is a terrible dog.
In fact, that one's going to stay there. So, one on the far left that's next to Jatic is going to attack him with a short sword.
Uh oh.
And that slices through your armor. It catches you right in between the join of the armor in the shoulder and chest. And pierces it through the join, causing 5 piercing damage. This next skeleton in front of Kim is going to attack with a short sword again. And again, this catches you right in the leg, right on the knee.
Thanks.
You're damaging you quite badly, causing 7 piercing damage.
There'll be payback for this, I promise.
Skeleton in front of Raylan is again going to attack with his short sword as he clicks and clacks. It's actually Traylon, you see the swords coming towards you. You've spotted the attack skills of the other skeletons, and you're ready for it. And it just, as you duck to one side, the sword misses and cuts a couple of hairs, but nothing at all. So you ducked its skill.
Way to go, snooty elf. Way to go.
Skeleton in the back sees that and is not happy with you with that.
Uh-oh.
So he's going to fire at Traylon with his short bow.
Why always me?
Hey, at least you still got your knee.
feeling clever with yourself, Traylon, you actually miss seeing the bolt come flying towards you as it pierces into your chest.
Oh, shit.
Massive 7 piercing damage. Taking you down very low in health. So it's now Traylon and Jatik's turn. So you can choose which one of you goes first.
Go ahead, Jatik.
As my second wind cools down now, can I use that again?
We'll say yes. We'll say that as you were travelling between the two sites, that yes, it was.
So what do we need to roll for, is it? D10.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. D10, and add 1.
Oh, shit.
That's better than not.
I've crashed.
Nothing happened. Mark, reroll that time.
I will be able to see it afterwards.
Damn it.
Quick, where's the hacksaw when you need? Where's Richard when you need him?
Change it to right. 12.
Yeah.
On a D10.
Parthenax.
Technical issues tonight. Terrible.
The gremlins are all coming out.
That's what you get for being a virgin.
Boy.
I'm suffering from the same problems that Kim had last time.
Yeah, they've transferred somebody else.
Alright. Are we
on that? What did you... you rolled a... No, a 2.
You rolled that's out. Kind of the feeling we had.
2, yeah.
Yep, that's kind of the feeling we had too.
Okay. Alright, so the skeleton... my left is already injured from the blast of red light. I'm going to finish him off with my hand axe.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice hit. Your hand axe goes flying in, clocking the skeleton across the head. And his head almost comes away from his body. Just teeters magically on the side, causing 5 damage. He is looking very worse away, and his head is sort of at an angle like this, just hanging off by a few tendons. But he's still there.
That's right, but it helps these guys,
isn't it? So, Jatik. Traylon.
Alright, I am going to move behind these guys.
Yep.
And then I'm going to drink another healing potion.
I think that's a good thing.
Hang on. I need to also take off one of the already, so it should be... I'll have 1 left after this.
Okay.
Uh, 2d4, is that correct?
2d4 plus 2. Please.
Alright.
5 plus 7.
That's good.
This takes you up to full health. So everyone's had their turn, and we're going to see the beam of light come in again. Lucky people.
Well, you know, it's about time.
That's going to hit this skeleton on the right hand side. And it was. Let me just remind myself on the. 2d4. Damage. Nice. So again, this skeleton on the right is yelps in sort of psychological pain more than actual pain, because he hasn't got any nerves. But he is blackened and his skin's, his clothes are burning. So he's not looking too healthy. So back to the top of the turn with Kim.
Okay. I'm gonna pull a Traylon here and step back and take a health pouch, because I have a feeling if I don't, the next round I'm going to get clobbered. So we will go back here and remind me again what it is, because I'm terrible.
2d4 plus 2. So
okay. Gotcha.
So a 7. Heal yourself a 7. Very good. You're back up to full health.
Yay!
Drazen's turn.
Exactly.
So he's going to cast.
Oh crap.
He's going to cast a Ray of Enfeeblement.
Well.
So I'm just reading. A black beam of enervating energy springs from his fingers towards the other wizard in the room, Traylon.
Uh-oh. He really does.
He fears me.
Obviously.
Who wouldn't? So he is going to take a ranged attack. Just bear with me. Right, okay, so
that didn't sound good at all.
So on a hit, you will only deal half damage with weapon attacks. Actually, that's not too bad for a wizard.
I was just gonna say.
In his old age, he actually cast a spell on the wrong person. So any attacks you make, any physical attacks, only deal half damage. So again, okay. You escaped luckily there. And it's the skeleton's turn. So the skeleton next to Jatik is going to attack with a short sword.
That might miss badly.
The skeleton with its head on an angle completely misses Jatik, clattering against the stone step behind him. Completely missing. This next skeleton down here is going to attack Jatik again with a short bow. This hits. He fires an arrow. Jatik, again, he couldn't believe his luck on this on the last attack. The arrow comes through, hammering into his shoulder, taking six of piercing damage.
Getting nervous.
Going to attack Traylon with his bow. And the pillar in front of you actually takes the blow of the arrow.
Lucky bastard. I'm telling you.
This last skeleton is going to attack Kim. Again, range attack with a short bow. And misses by a whisker.
Obviously, it's because I'm standing next to the elf. It has to be. Good so, luck, tell ya.
Jatik and Traylon's turn.
Jatik.
Do I finish the skeleton off or do I heal?
Kill that bloody skeleton. Yeah.
Go for it.
Alright. Yeah, but look at my health. Alright, okay, I'm gonna finish this lopsided.
Well, don't you have Do you have your like ability or any? I don't know if that's it. Per turn or is it once per engagement.
I've used it. I can't use it anymore.
Okay.
All
right.
No, but one more arrow is going to finish me off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to heal.
Alright.
Step up here. I'm going to use my healing potion.
Good idea.
What do we roll for that again, sorry?
2d4 plus 2. Gives you 8 health back. Back up to 10. That's the end of your turn. Traylon.
Alright, so here's a question for the DM. Would this skeleton... the two skeletons in front of Kim Leafwalker?
Yep.
Would you consider them within a 15-foot cube?
Yes, they are.
Alright.
Yeah. Three squares, which each square is 5 feet.
Okay, I'm going to target them with my Thunderwave spell.
Okay. So, Thunderwave 10.
They have to make an intelligence save, which I don't think skeletons are particularly intelligent.
Let us see. They're not, you're right. A wave of thunderous force sweeps out from you. Each creature in that cube has made a saving throw. They take 2d8 thunder damage and are pushed 10 feet away from you. So we'll start with the skeleton on the left, and that's going to take 2d8.
He's got me there now.
So as the thunder wave moves towards him, it just blasts his bones into little bits.
Woohoo!
It's the floor. The second skeleton.
Not so much.
If it's that one on the left with the lopsided head, though, he ain't got much health left. He can't be.
And he moves, gets thrown back 10 feet.
That one's just moved. That's been hit by the red light as well, so that's got quite a bit of damage on it now.
So you've got three skeletons left and Drazor. So at the top of the turn, the trap is going to roll. Let's see who it hits. Oh, so this is going to hit the right-hand skeleton, who's just already hit with the thunder wave. Beam of light comes shooting through and just melts the bone and turns him to dust.
Nice.
Yay! That's two.
So, top of the turn, Kim's turn.
Okay. Well, I suppose I should go after the skeleton, which is now actually closest to me since the other two are dead, which is the one right in front of the elf. And... No, the other one.
The one right at the back.
What? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I probably should take that one. It's got more damage on it. No, I don't want to... We'll shoot my bow at the skeleton, hopefully maim it in some way. One hopes.
The bow flies across the room and just misses skeleton.
Shit.
Bouncing off the
bow. It's doing so good, too. Son of a bitch.
Drazel
Uh-oh.
Is not happy that...
Oh, fudge.
His followers are being destroyed, and he's starting to get a bit panicky. But he, in a moment of rage, fires magic missile at the...
Uh-oh. Fudge.
That's Kim.
I probably should have went after him instead of the skeleton, but I will.
Skeleton's turn. So, skeleton on the left is going to fire a short bow at Jatted. And misses. And skeleton here in the middle looks around, spots the three of you, and decides to shoot at Traylon after seeing two of its compatriots attacked.
I was going to hope he'd turn around and screaming out of the room, but I guess not.
And hit for 6 piercing damage.
That hurt.
You're back again, Traylon.
Ouch!
So, Traylon and...
Jeddak.
Step forward. Finish this lopsided headed piece of bone with my hand axe.
Go for it.
Or maybe not.
As you attack with the hand axe, going for the head, skeleton turns and his head flops the other way, making you miss.
Bastard.
So as it turns the motion, look ahead. That side.
Captain Flip Top over there.
Captain Flip Top. I gotta remember that one. Alright. I'm gonna be forced to use my last healing potion.
Okay.
So I will do that now. Oh, sorry. That's what I meant to roll.
Nice. So that's 8. Okay, it's time for the trap.
Come on, trap!
Ooh, that's good.
That scares me a little.
Oh.
That hits Drazel.
Oh!
Whoa!
Complete unexpected. That hits him for a massive 7 points of burning damage.
Burn, baby, burn.
Kim Lee Forker, it's your turn.
Okay. I suppose I should step up and see if I can hit the gimpy skeleton that we have left over here. Alright, let me move my little self over here. And I will use my short sword. Because, let's face it, the bow let me down.
Okay, can you put mine next to him?
Oh, alright, well. Yeah.
As you run across the room, jumping off the stage with your short sword brandishing, slamming down, shattering the skeleton to pieces. A masterful nice. Stroke.
Oh, good deal. What happens when you piss me off?
Drazel's turn.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Drazel isn't how things have been going.
I'm sure he isn't. Oh, crap.
Rushes forward. And
not here, right? My deodorant soap should be working.
That just helps with stealth. He's going to cast... He's going to cast Scorching Ray.
That.
Which is... He's done very well there.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Yeah.
also Scorching Ray. So three rays of fire come shooting out at targets within range. You are all in range.
Of course we are.
So I will make a range spell attack. So just bear with me. So the first ray goes towards Gathic and misses.
Holy crap. Leggy dwarf.
I got a bit twitchy there.
That's like a critical miss. That should almost be like it turns around and hits him.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. The second ray flies towards Kim and misses as well. And the third ray goes towards Trayden and hits him.
Of course.
God damn.
And you're going to take 2d6 fire damage.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge.
No, fudge.
So burning flames rush towards Trayden. He tries to duck out of the way.
It takes
6 damage, which burns his clothes, leaving him in tatters and very badly injured.
Crap.
We have one skeleton left. Skeleton is going to shoot at Kim Leafwalker. And misses. So we're now down to Jatik and Trayvon.
Right. I'm going to sneak up. Well, not sneak. I'm going to rush up behind this one and then hit it with my balax.
Alrighty.
In your rush to run over and get behind it, you trip lightly. Almost like there was an invisible box in front of you.
Fucking boxes.
Whopping your axe, just bending down quickly to pick it up. But you've wasted your turn.
Oh, hell.
Training.
I look Drazel in the eyes and I say, "You shall not pass." And I cast magic missile at him.
Oh. That magic missile must be because you're on a stage, comes flying down with a force of 5, which for a magic missile is pretty damn good. Drazel is now hits firmly in the face with the magic missile. And then his face a bloodied mess. He's starting to look very panicked.
As he should.
Come on, Kim. Come on.
Top of the turn. Oh dear. Ray comes flying down, targeting Kim Leafwalker.
What?
What?
Probably went there.
No.
For burning damage.
The oh dear.
Damn.
My own sensed enemies. Does it not know where goodies?
Right? Oh well. Alright, well. You know what? Drazel, you're pissing me off. So, even though I'm, you know. So I'm going to go up here to Mr. Drazel, sir. And I'm going to hopefully... Oh, wait. Hold on. Freezing up. Come on! This is not fair! I'm going to get to go against the... Alright, there we go. Alright, I'm going to go up here to the asshole here. And I'm going to see if I can kick his ass with my short sword.
Stop it.
Come on, don't fail me now, goddammit.
That's a good one,
Kim. Nice, Kim.
That's
nice.
Gotta be good.
Kim, you rush over. Brandishing your sword. swing it around your head like a whirling dervish. How do you want to kill him?
Oh hell, let's take a plate at, well, I don't know, I'm too short, I probably can't decapitate his ass, he's probably like 17 foot. So, oh, let's just take him down at the kneecaps and chop his legs off, what the hell.
I like it.
As you slide across the room, brandishing your sword, you slide past him, slicing your sword across his knees, actually severing both of his legs. There's a split second where he looks down, looks back up at you, looks down, realizes his legs have gone, and he falls to the floor.
I'm just gushing
everywhere. You have vanquished Drazel.
You messed with our snooty elf. You will be, you know, we're going to kick your ass for that. He's our snooty elf, not yours.
The last remaining skeleton sees what you've done. Rushes up to Kim.
Shit. Great, he's gonna kill me.
And attacks with the short sword.
Oh, shit.
In a scream of undeadly rage, attacks. Digging his short sword straight into your chest.
No, causing
5 piercing damage, and you fall to the floor, unconscious.
Well, it's been fun, fellas.
So this is the first time we've had this. Can we revive her?
Yep. She's fallen to the floor. She's unconscious. I mean, we don't know she's dead yet.
Because I've got kill some healing potions.
Stupid skeleton.
Do you want me to dispatch the skeleton and then you look after
Kim? Let's kill the skeleton.
Alright. Dice, be kind to me. Right. Battle axe on this mofo.
You see Kim fall to the floor with the sword stuck in her chest, blood everywhere. You rush over, leaping and screaming as you bring your battle axe down on the skeleton. The skeleton takes a huge 7 slashing damage, but it's still standing.
Esther.
Alright, I will up, and I will hit the skeleton with my Ray of Frost and do diddly squat, I bet.
Yeah. Passes straight over. That actually just misses Jatic.
Yeah. That's why I moved up. I didn't want to keep you in range.
Alright, Kim, you are unconscious. I want to.
How are you unconscious for? Do we have to revive her within a certain time? Will she die?
She gets 3 turns to bring herself back, so she has to do death saving throws.
Alright, okay.
So, just bear with me.
Sure.
Death saving throws. Right, I want you to roll a d20, please.
Okay. How many? Just one?
Yeah, just one.
One okay. Ping. One ping on.
That's not good.
Oh, fuck.
You basically have 3 lives, so you have to make 3 passes. And a pass is on or over. If you get 3 losses, you're dead.
Shit.
Can we not?
That's one.
And there's nothing you can. We can do.
No, you can. So on your turn, you can heal her using a potion, or you can continue to kill the skeleton.
Well,
it's a skeleton.
Kim use a second roll. That'll save as a potion if she gets it. On a third roll, I'll use.
If she rolls a 1, natural one. Oh, she's that dead. Will be two. Yeah, she's dead. So it's the skeleton's turn. Yeah. Skeleton is going to attack Traylon.
Of course he is.
Well, he can't attack me as well.
And as he rushes over, he attacks you wildly with his sword, causing 3 piercing damage.
Oof!
You've no health potions left, have you, Traylon?
I have 1 left or 2 left. You know, I don't know if they're any, but
you can't use them.
Right?
I'm going to heal Kim Leafwalker with my last healing potion.
Okay.
Do I need to?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Nope, you're doing it. That's fine.
Oh, hang on, right, okay, talk about this. Explain the pros and cons.
I'll just bleed out on the floor.
That that's skeleton fine. Is that's practically fine. Dead. You should better finish that skeleton off. We don't want Kim to die, do we?
No, you do as you wish, dwarf. No. You do as you wish.
I'm a newbie at this. You've played as... What? Just advise me.
Well, I mean, you already made your move, so, you know, I'm gonna play the role of... So typically speaking, in D&D, once you make a move, you're kind of stuck to it. So we'll let that be as it... We'll let it play out. You're going to heal Kim. I would have, personally, my take would have been to go after the skeleton and just kill it. But you've done it.
Yeah, but no.
Heal Kim.
Right.
No, explain why. That's all good.
No, just explain why to me, so I know for next time.
In theory, because we know we still have some time to save Kim, but that skeleton is still dangerous. So we could lose to the skeleton if we don't kill it.
Right. I know, right?
Just with bad rolls. Bad rolls happen, we might lose. So you never know.
Yeah, and if Kim rolls a 1, she's dead.
Yeah. Sure.
If Kim rolls a 1 on the next turn, if you didn't kill... you haven't got a healing potion Bowden left.
Right.
So even if you killed the skeleton, it would be Kim's turn next. She might roll a critical 1. And she died.
That's life.
See how it is.
I'm going to stick my original plan.
Risk my ass to go up the Razzle.
So this is just my personality as my character as well. I'm all about self-preservation. Yeah. Remember that.
Well, I've got to look after my fellow shorty. So what do I roll for healing?
Well, Kim rolls it. So Jatik, you bend over and just pour the few drops of the healing potion into Kim's mouth. Kim, you need to roll 2d4, please.
Okay. 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So Kim, you are brought back to life.
And hopefully the skeleton doesn't, like, end it for me.
And it is Trelin's turn.
Alright.
Okay.
I am tired of this game. I'm going to be using Bing Grasp.
Use Shocking Grasp. It strikes the skeleton, only causing 1 damage.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's just
knowing
you guys.
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn.
Back in the game.
Kim the skeleton.
Alright, I guess I'll see if I can't kill this fucking skeleton. So I will move my little butt over here. I will use my short sword.
Okay.
Please work.
Still a bit dozy.
Oh, shit.
Bombing.
Sorry, Traylon, I tried.
You actually see 2 skeletons in front of you. Your vision is blurred, and you go for the wrong one, missing. The skeleton cackles as it sees your miss.
Fucking skeleton.
Right. Going a bit panicked now.
So this is a little. Yeah.
He's going to move away. And.
Crap.
He's going to fire at Jatik with his bow. Fires his bow, hits Jatik straight in the leg in the inner thigh, causing a lot of pain and 3 piercing damage. So, Jatik will train.
Jatik.
Right, I'm going to hit him with my hand axe.
Okay, the funny part about that, for a moment, I thought Mark was actually frozen because he was staring at the screen.
Well, he might as well have been frozen because on some of the blood that was left by Kim and misses the skeleton. Oh.
Damn skeletons.
All right. I am going to... I'm not known for using longbows, but I do have a longbow. Attempt to hit the skeleton with my...
Good luck.
As you pull the longbow from your back, notch an arrow, pull back and let it go. The arrow flies true towards the skeleton. Describe to me what the arrow does when it hits the skeleton.
Center mass on the skull, shattering the skull.
Ooh.
The skeleton takes the hit straight to the head. Its head disappears in shards that fly off and actually just make little cuts on Jatik's face. Scars that may not heal, and you may be scarred for life.
You're welcome, Jatik.
The last skeleton has been vanquished. You have vanquished. You have beaten the cult of the Lich, or at least this part of it. And boils of battle are yours.
Yay!
Nice.
That would have been a lot easier than the extra person.
I suppose we could down investigate the items.
Yeah.
That would probably be a good idea, yeah.
You know, there's a chest right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. It's not locked. There's no lock on it. You can open it.
I'll go ahead and open it.
Okay, inside are 600 gold pieces and 7 bloodstones, and each of those is worth 50 gold pieces each.
Nice. Did I mention we're not sharing any of this with that stupid lizard? We might give him 1 bloodstone. Maybe. Let's investigate this book, the journal.
Yep.
Okay, just...
I suppose I should have said, you know, we'll take the gold out of the chest with the bloodstones and we divvy them up.
I figured that.
Yeah, maybe we do keep 1 bloodstone for Parthenax, but I think that's all we give him. Stupid lizard. Taken off in the middle of the night.
So the map and journal, a huge amount of reading in there, and we'll give you, you don't have time to read it now, but it will give you a lot more information about what's going on. You'll find all of that out later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then finally, I think we should investigate that sword.
Yep.
Seems like a weapon that maybe the dwarf or the halfling potentially...
I'm all about the axe.
Well. The rogue can have the sword.
But I don't have much luck with the axe, so...
is a +1 long sword that laughs like Ilaria when swung. So.
Nice. Actually, here's a question: can the halfling use a long sword? I don't.
Probably not. I think Arthur is probably the only person in the party who can. And yourself, Trayvon.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll take the sword.
You've still got that sword, that's the journal.
Was it the pearl?
Yeah.
Thought that was on the book. Oh, there's that thing at the back as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, the pearl is a pearl of power.
Ooh.
And while this pearl is on your person, you can use an action to speak its command word and regain one expended spell slot.
Well, hell. That would be me. So I will relinquish. I mean, if maybe the dwarf can use the sword.
It's a path from it to healing. No, that's not.
I suppose.
And we'll keep all the gold and
the loot.
Right, is there anything else that you want to investigate or search?
Yeah,
there
that,
is only there's only one model.
On the wall, wasn't there? The back, a picture or something.
Yeah, you've had that as part of the.
All right.
There's the body of.
Yes, we definitely need to search Drazel.
Dreidel.
Dickhead. Yes. I mean, what?
Dreidel.
Drazel, a very powerful wizard.
Now he's dead.
Is carrying a spell book.
Oh!
Mm.
So,
Drazel. Good reading.
Mm hmm.
If only one of you was a wizard, and then you'd be able to benefit from this. So,
yes.
Not only does. To give instructions on. I just bring this back in and tell you what spells you can now use. It hasn't crashed. Crashed again on me. Never mind. So, spells that you can use are Alarm, Disguise Self, Grease, Hideous Laughter, and Invisibility.
Okay.
Well, he's already got Hideous Laughter, so I mean.
Hey,
you didn't want to revive my ass, so you're going to get it. So,
also, on top of that, you are able to learn Mage Armor, Shield, Blindness Deafness, Rave Enfeeblement, and Scorching Ray.
Nice.
I like the Scorching Ray.
So, party, even without Parthenax, you have vanquished the cult, the Pact of the Lich.
Woohoo!
However, there are more members out there, so you should always go back.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to answer for the murder of Valeria.
Indeed.
I suggest you head back to the Rowdy Rooms. Take a well-earned rest, and while you rest, sleep with the knowledge that you have all moved to level 2.
Okay. Yay! Level up.
Congratulations. And that is the end of today's adventure and the first campaign of OCD&D.
Excellent.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
So, have we had anyone in the chat tonight?
Yeah, Hardly Dan, who's been in there. Let me pop the chat up. And the usuals. Commander Root, Apricot Droop Fruit, Host Giveaway, Positivity Bot, and Skinny Seahorse. And
yeah,
of course, like you said, Hardly Dan.
When we first started, there was a guy posting. Joe something. I'm not great now.
Yeah.
Restart my chat.
See if I could scroll back up here or not.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. If you did,
yeah.
That was fun.
So, going forward, we're aiming to be streaming on the first Saturday of every month, and then that'll be released as a podcast shortly after. And hopefully, we'll have Parthenax joining the party next time, or maybe you may want to find out what's happening and give him a hand.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time on OCD&D.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.